But sure. he gets the goal.
Well, he did. And it all started with a faceoff. So we won the faceoff. You know, Mason did a good job, but also key on the faceoff. And we talk about this a lot. It's just not the center iceman that has to be active in the faceoff. And on this goal, Joel Esperon steps in and finds a loose puck, gets it to the point. We get the shot through, and obviously there's some traffic there, and I guess it did go off Mason's leg or something.
It's not
like, I don't know if he deflected it. It sounds like it went off his back of his leg when he's talking after the game. So they don't ask you how, Dirk. They just ask you how many. But we had a real good stretch there. I thought we had a real good stretch there in the start of the second period for that 10-minute stretch. Really, the whole period, I thought we played pretty well.
17, by the way, first period, 18-6 were the shots. Second period, 17-6. Third period, 11-8, a little bit more evened out. 46-20 were the total shots. And you go to the, not even halfway through the second period, Coach, and the scoring is done for the game, which was a little bit surprising to me how well we were playing that we couldn't get another one. It would have been nice to get at least that fourth goal.
Oh, sure. And we had some great opportunities, some great looks. You know, CJI walked in a breakaway, just shot it wide. He's getting some back pressure there. But third period, Patrick Anderson had a real good first shot, followed his shot to the net. Rebound came out, and literally, I think he just was looking at all net, and somehow their goaltender got over and got a piece of it, deflected it up. I mean,
I watched that highlight about a million times, trying to figure out how that didn't go in.
That could
that's
be
a great save.
Sports Center save right there. And then Joel Esperon makes a real nice play, patient with the puck, feeds it over to Boeing. He just missed him, else it would have been a tap-in goal. Yeah. So we had a number of opportunities, and maybe we're saving them, Dirk. You know, you don't want to waste too many of them. So that's my theory, is we're just putting those ones in the bank, and we're going to use them up later when we really need them. But, yeah, third period was just sort of a cat-and-mouse game. You know, we weren't pressing too much. We were sort of hanging back a little bit. We didn't talk about doing that as a staff, as coaches, but seemed like our team got into mode. Not till the last 5 minutes, then we went more of a 1-2-2 forecheck. And because they were trying to spring some guys. They were trying to stretch us out.
Sure.
So that affected how the game was. I mean, they were putting guys up at the far blue line and just trying to throw the puck up there and then catch our guys in transition.
Going back to the first period, Coach, what happened on – we had the 5-on-3 opportunity.
Yeah.
They get a breakaway, and that's such a rare occurrence, breakaway and a shorthanded by two
guys.
Well,
and you talk about big plays and situations. Yeah. I mean, that was a huge play. And we had a little play on – it's a set play on that 5-on-3, and there's a little bit of rotation where your defenseman rotates down. So he throws the puck down to the goal line, and then he goes in. That player on the goal line rotates up and is trying to hit the other defenseman, but they pick the pass off. So then we had a forward back on D, and he froze a little bit, and one of their guys just took off, and they just sort of threw it up to him. And so we only had one guy back, and then, like I said, he was just wasn't what sure to do. He was sort of caught in the middle there, and they sprung a guy loose and breakaway really from the far blue line all the way down the ice. And you know, Jamie saves their bacon.
Save.
Yes. Yeah.
Again, final shots 46-20 in favor of Michigan Tech in the
It's more like it, eh, Dirk?
Yeah,
that's much more like
that's
it.
That's much more like it, absolutely. Huskies were 2-for-4 on the power play. I thought really good puck movement.
Really good puck movement. It's amazing. You think you go to the Olympic sheet and you'd have better puck movement. Mm-hmm. There's more room and space and usually more time versus going on to the tighter confines of a smaller rink where, you know, things can be a lot more aggressive, but we did a much better job controlling the play, much better job retrieving the puck when we shot it in or took a shot, and just better puck movement. I thought they looked much better.
And the Wildcats 0-for-3 on the power play. Great win by the Huskies. Again, sell-on crowd, 4,466, and one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Just if they could have been safely hanging from the rafters, they probably would have.
I think someone left a door open, I think. So I don't know the paid tickets, but it was terrific. I ran into a couple. They were there on, I believe, Friday morning. They were looking for tickets, and they're sold out. And, you know, they're, my age, so, you know, we like to sit down and, now, all the seats were sold. They could have bought standing room tickets, but I went down to the ticket office, and Ashley, she did a great job and pulled a couple from somewhere. I don't know where. She found a couple, dusted them off, and this couple was so appreciative because they only usually get to come to one or two games a year before they head down to Florida. So, so they had the opportunity, and I'm glad we found them tickets and they came in, and at least they had a good game to see. So anyway, it was a good, great night. great night. I mean, Lamplighters Lounge was humming. The students were there early, and they're in their seats. You know, you come out for a warm-up, they're already in their seats. The band is fantastic. I mean, unbelievable. The electricity in the building, I mean, the size of the crowd. And then our team responded, and you need to respond. We had to – our goal is to make sure when we get home ice is we play a certain way. You know, there's a certain tone that we have to set in those games. I thought we did a good job of that, and it's going to be important that we continue to prepare and play that way at home, and then we got to go and steal some points on the road.
All right, we'll be back. We'll take a look at what else happened in other WCHA games with WCHA teams, both conference and non-conference. And we're taking your questions, dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials, plus $1 off your favorite appetizers, like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Heads or tails? Kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, here or there. Buy your friend a Bud Light. Buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Throw a party Monday night. Road trip to the game Sunday night. Go downtown with friends. Go further down to Argentina and make new friends. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. Rent a houseboat. Rent a haunted house. Change your name to Asiago Cheese. Change your name to Edward Victor Cold Breeze. Go hard. Take it easy. Go to a retro bar and dance to music from the 80s. Go to a senior citizens bar and dance with people in their 80s. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen at Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Mix 93 WKMJ, we continue on with the Mel Pearson Show, and I wanted to chat a little bit about other WCHA contests over the weekend. Again, Michigan Tech splitting with Northern Michigan this weekend, and Lake State was at Michigan State. We talked about them on Friday, winning Thursday night. Lake State did over Michigan State. They fall on Friday night by a score of 2-0. At Munn against State, but Lake State looks like they're in it to win it, and they're doing a good job of playing hard three periods every night.
They are, and Damon's done a nice job over there, and it's interesting. I watched some of that game and some of the Northern game, and looks like our team. You know, The systems and the way they're playing, and they're playing hard. They're playing physical, and they got a lot of freshmen, and anytime you have that many freshmen, it can really infuse some energy in your team, so... good for them. Big win for Lake State and WCHA for knocking off a Big Ten team. So that's good.
Absolutely. Minnesota State finally gets in the win column with a couple of victories over the weekend against Bemidji State.
And they scored some goals, Derek.
Yeah, three in each game. 3-2, 3-2. I think both games were 3-2.
They were both games. Good games, tight games. Not an easy place to win, Minnesota State. You know, I don't want to say, like we talk about must wins, not must wins, but those important victories for their team. And they've got talent, so it's just a matter of time before they you know, won a game and got on the positive side of the score sheet.
Anchorage takes 3 out of 4 points against Huntsville. Another good, strong weekend of play, though, between two teams that are trying to, still upstart teams. 3-3 on Friday night between Anchorage and Huntsville. And then on Saturday night, 3-2 was the final there. Both of those games played in Huntsville.
Yeah, close games. And the thing about those games is, you know, whether you're Huntsville or Anchorage, those are games you need to find a way to win. If you want to finish ahead of somebody in the standings, you got to win the games you should win against the teams you feel, you know, you need to beat. So good job by Anchorage traveling all the way down there and winning those games.
Ferris State taking on Wisconsin, another Big Ten school, taking on a WCHA team. Both of those games in Big Rapids. A lot of goals scored on Friday night, 5-5 overtime final, and Ferris State comes away with the win on Saturday night.
Very similar to our